Hey, everybody. Orlando Haynes here, host of the Career Talks podcast. Just wanted to come on real quick and do a short version of my extended episodes and really talk about networking, effective networking. I did a presentation for an organization in Jacksonville, Florida here, and the topic was effective networking for today's career economy. If you don't know me, I am a senior talent acquisition leader, three-time author, career speaker, and as I said, host of the Career Talks podcast. So I've been in talent acquisition north of 20 years, so super excited about my experience overall. Got a good understanding of both the agency side and the corporate side, currently working in corporate America now. But what I really wanted to share before I go off on a tangent is about effective networking. I think where job seekers are somewhat missing the boat, and this is networking is a must, right? It really is a must right now in today's career economy, what I like to call it, because we're still in that space where folks are just posting, or should I say applying and praying for their, you know, for their resume to be identified. But what I'll share is that the best thing about networking is that it's yours to control. So you control what comes in your network, or who comes in your network and who comes out your network. So that's something that you can control. And I think we have to identify the power that you have over networking, right? So identify the folks that are doing what you want to do, doing it at a high level. And how do you get around those folks? And that the same is, you know, how do you separate yourself from folks that are doing it or doing something that is not beneficial, you know, to your career or life? So it's really assessing your circle, making sure you're around the right people that will excel you in different ways, push you, but in a positive way as well, right? So you want to make sure that that circle of influence is doing just that, influencing you in a positive way. So as we look at that, the other things I wanted to share quickly around networking is that there's different ways to network. I will tell you, probably looking at the start would be defining the goals, right? Defining what a goal is or your goals for your career, you know, leveraging social media, huge thing. I think we're in that space where it's about attention grabbing, right? On Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat, on LinkedIn, which is my favorite, which you can catch me on LinkedIn at Orlando Haynes. So it's definitely, you have to choose your path. And then that's where you start to pour gasoline on that. That's if you, you know, that's if you're trying to, you know, be known or stand out from the crowd. So there's different elements and tactics that you can use. But I also tell you to, when it comes to networking and events, is, you know, pick and choose your networking events. You don't have to go to every single one, right? That's something I think folks tend to go to the same ones over and over, expecting a different result. That's not the case, especially if you're going to a specific industry type of networking event, whether you're in HR, IT, et cetera, hoping to find, you know, your next opportunity or connect with the right person. What you're really doing is putting yourself in the same pool as your competitors, right? You look to your left, you look to the right. That person may have 6 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, all looking for the same type of role, and you're in an area or in a room with multiple competitors. One strategy I always like to share is go to a non-industry event. So if you're in IT, go to an HR event. Sometimes, in most cases, HR folks, right, they are the folks that know exactly what positions are opening in their organization first, aside from the hiring manager who may have that immediate need on their team. But so you get in the room and you're the only cybersecurity or, you know, software developer or data scientist, and they're talking, you're amongst, you're learning about what's being shared in the HR function, and you start an engaging conversation and they learn that you're an IT professional, you're the only one in the room, right? The rest are HR folks. At that time, you have more opportunities to talk to multiple people who may be in a position of power, or at least get you to, you know, the right person, because you're the only person who has that skill set that they're absolutely looking for, versus, again, being in a sea of all folks in your field and all you scrounging for one role versus you having an opportunity to talk to multiple people, multiple positions, and you're the only candidate in the room. So think about that. Also, when you go to networking events, you want to offer value. Don't go just to receive, but how do you serve and give once you're in the room? You have to go with a plan, a purpose to go in there and be intentional about your efforts. And then one of the things I would also share is become a human resource. And some people may think, well, I'm in IT or I'm in sales. I'm not a human resources professional. That's not what I'm talking about, but I'll share a little bit more later. So when it comes to defined goals, I kind of ran through a little bit of the five or six things. This is my definition of a defined goal. So it's a defined goal is to be clear on the end result through consistent effort. I'll say that again. A defined goal is to be clear on the end result through consistent effort. So the consistency obviously is key, but the clarity of the goal is first and foremost. Where are you trying to get to? How long do you think it will take? Is this something you're passionate about? Are you chasing just monetary value? Are you chasing a title, et cetera? Having absolute clarity in your career as to why you're going this path. And then making sure it's clear with what you want. And then also having the consistency to get there. It's not going to happen by happenstance or by osmosis, right? You can pray all you want, but you have to get to work. It's going to take consistent effort to get yourself to the next level. So again, when I talk about defined goals, it's just really, really having absolute clarity. Like my mission is making Career Talks the number one career development podcast, period. Right. So that's my mission. That's my goal. I'm leveraging my 20 years in talent acquisition and network to try and make that happen, to make it happen. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I will not stop. So that's my goal for me. And so you have to have the same fortitude and vision for whatever your goal is for your career. And think about that as you press forward. And so as we talked about, again, goals, and defining those goals, again, you have to cast that vision. Like I said, and my vision again is the, you know, to turn this into the number one career development podcast. So making sure you have that for yourself is super crucial. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to stop, turn, get pushed back, get discouraged at every setback. And you can't do that, right? You'll never reach the goal. So next I will tell you leveraging social media, like I mentioned earlier. Sorry if the audio keeps coming out, but leveraging social media, right? For me in the career space, and I would say for millions of folks, LinkedIn is the number one platform. You'll hear the folks say, talk about TikTok and Snapchat and all those things, how they're finding people for work and finding careers that way. I think that's more demographic, specific, right? You're not going to find more middle-aged or seasoned professionals on TikTok sharing their career advice. Again, I personally don't use it to that extent. I'll post a little bit of videos, but my core platform is LinkedIn. So I think, again, that's going to be demographic. But when you think about LinkedIn and the leverage and the power of that platform, think about it this way. Let me share a little bit of some statistics that can give you some insight into that. So LinkedIn has about 900 close to a billion, I think 940 or so million active, or should I say million accounts. So 940 plus accounts on the platform. And when you think about what's considered an active account, there's only 3 million or 4%, whatever that number may be, only 3 million accounts out of this 940 million, almost a billion accounts are active on the platform. And what LinkedIn defines as being active is making a post at least once a week on the platform. Doesn't matter the form, whether it's audio, a picture, text, a poll question, live, etc. If you're doing that weekly, you're in that 3 million that is considered quote unquote an active account. So if you think about that, the probability of you being seen and gaining some traction, enough traction to be visible, to create thought leadership, to heighten your visibility in this sea of candidates is slimmer than you think. That's why I always urge folks, career professionals, and job seekers to become content creators on the LinkedIn platform, but do it with value. Here's what I can say, a simple story, or should I say testimony, that happened to me about a month or so ago. And I'm recording this March 30th, 2024. So about a month and a half ago, a woman reached out to me on LinkedIn saying, "Hey, we see your, you know, we looked at your platform, or should I looked at your profile. We love what you're doing. We see the content you're sharing, your podcast, etc. Can you get on a call with me? We could talk about an opportunity." I'm thinking, okay, all right, great. I'll get to it, but I've been so busy. So it took me maybe 2 weeks to do it. Finally followed up, got on the phone with the VP of this company, and as well as the president of the company. And the company is called Credkin. They are a financial wellness company for employers. So they reached out to me, connected with me, and wanted to do a strategic partnership where we partner both my podcast, their organization, and to see how many people we can help, not only from a career development space, but from a financial wellness space. So now there's press release that went out. We're starting to do dual content together, strategies, things like that, to push, you know, their program. And it's an affiliate strategic partnership. So super excited about that. But that's something that only came by me being active on the platform, sharing my content, sharing value, being seen, and positioning myself to, you know, for things like that to happen. But I'll give all credit to God, right? Couldn't happen without God. But I'm telling you, you put in the work, things will happen beyond outside your 9 to 5. And so when I talk about LinkedIn, I'll spend a little bit of time on this. It is the quickest, easiest, and cheapest way to grow your network, right? The platform is free. It's global. There's no other platform that you can connect with someone in a matter of seconds in a professional manner across the country, across the state, across the water, across the world, right? How fast can you connect with a peer or someone in a higher role just by sending a request, whether they accept it or not, but you get a good history of their work performance, how they, you know, what roles they had, their background, their expertise, and connect. And now you've made yourself, you know, you've grown your network that much more, but no other platform does it. It's absolutely insane. It's the number one business professional platform in the world. So take absolute advantage of it. If you go to my website, careertalkspodcast.com, that's one of the services I offer, is LinkedIn optimization, personal branding, and interviewing skills there. Again, that's careertalkspodcast.com. So let me share a little bit more before I close this short session out here. The last thing I'll do for now would be to talk about what to post, right? These are all tips to talk about growing your, you know, network. And so when I, what I share with folks that I coach, is first is really drawn from your professional experience, right? What have you learned over the 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, et cetera, that you can share on this platform in a positive manner? You know, nothing proprietary, nothing that will hinder your current role or position or opportunity to grow into a new role, but some basic information that a lot of people, you know, that you may be connected to may not know and may want to hear, or just something, you know, that's good to know that as we're looking on through our feed, we're learning something new. And so I would say number two would be share industry best practices. So like I said, you can create a poll question on LinkedIn. So if you're stuck as to what you want to provide, simply create a poll question on the LinkedIn platform, give them three questions to select from, let that run for about a week, let the data collect, figure out what the top result is, and then start to peel back, you know, things that you can share on that specific topic to give you 5, 7, 10 ideas that you can break down. And then you can do that in a written form or just a basic post with a picture, however you want to break it down. If you want to get fancy and go audio or live, if you're just starting dipping your toe into the, you know, content creation space, I would suggest doing it by text, just writing down your thoughts, sharing your ideas and best practices. But do it once a week, right? So that gives you 10 weeks of ideas and consistency in posting your information and start to create visibility around you, because that's the goal of LinkedIn. You want to draw as many eyeballs to your profile as possible to create opportunities, right? So one of the things I always share too is that there's a difference between building a profile and building a presence on LinkedIn. And it sounds like I'm advocating a lot for LinkedIn, but it is. I wish they can pay me like the other platforms. You know, there's a revenue generating opportunity. Hopefully LinkedIn looks into that. But there's a difference between building a profile and building a presence. You heard me mention there's 940 plus million profiles on the platform, but really only 3 million are building a presence, because of the activity and being consistent in sharing content of value. So our visibility heightens, our marketability heightens, and what we put out there, we start to, again, position ourselves as a quote-unquote thought leader in our space. Tremendous value. So folks, I don't want to drag on. If you want to hear more, absolutely share your comments. Let me know what you think in the comments, and I'll continue on with additional tips for effective networking in today's career economy. And for now, I am out. Appreciate you. Continued success.